Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gutter on a sunny-ish morning in Sunday morning in Liverpool. I've got Neil, I've got Lola, I've got Mike. It was a busy night. The Reds won last night. We won 5-2, and I always change my opinions on who we need in the way of transfers based on exactly what happened in the last game. It's that fickle, my process. But I'll try and be more mature and try and reflect on how we felt at the end of January. And I'll start with you, Lola. What we're now learning. I have to start really looking ahead with the manager, I think, because I think some of the way he wants to go forward with the team and set up the team as things begin to settle down, we're not quite as basket casey as we were maybe prior to Christmas, prior to February even. You sort of get a sense of what the manager wants for the future. So I want to start by saying, obviously his job feels that bit safer because we've won some football matches on 6 out of the last 7, as we record. But for him to be our manager post-May, what's still required?
Well, the short answer is a lot is still required, because sitting in the ground yesterday, the mood was really weird. I don't know if people in the Upper Kenny are just weird. Do they have a reputation for being weird?
Well, I'm in the Upper Kenny and I'm weird.
But there was a guy next to me literally like losing his shit every time something went wrong. He went really on a knife edge. And I think...
I had a tough day, Lola. Oh, lol, all right. It wasn't...
Yeah, it was even worse when you got escorted out by the stewards, but we were talking about but yeah, I think it was a performance that in lots of ways is a microcosm for how things have been for us, because it was baffling at times, brilliant at times, you know, showing major holes in certain very obvious areas of the pitch. So I think the manager question is still so open-ended. Like, you know, normally you bounce out of Anfield after a 5-2 win feeling brilliant, but I didn't feel brilliant because for lots of the game we were dominated by one of the worst teams in the league. And I keep thinking, yeah, we have had good and complete performances this season, but we've never strung them together in a row and rarely across 90 minutes. And I think that's the thing. For the manager to feel more secure long-term, we are going to need to see Liverpool look more complete, which may be beyond him with the tools he has at his disposal. But I just think at the moment, I'm looking at it, and I'm not a tactical expert, but I found it very hard to see what we were trying to do, whether we were trying to press, whether we were in a mid-block, you know, what the strategy was to score goals beyond our brilliant set pieces. So yeah, 4 wins in a row, all comps, but I'm still feeling kind of a bit empty, if that's the right word.